Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Who's the dumbest in the room?
You.
Austin.
Awkward.
All right.
My password is Austin is dumb.
I'm not editing that out of the podcast.
Well, it looks like we're hacking into Melissa's account.
Yeah. No, but she's actually true. Her
That Austin's dumb?
That's no, her password is Austin is dumb.
Oh.
Is it like you're serious?
We have to change our password every like 90 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, she was having trouble with her last update.
It wasn't accepting it?
Yeah.
My new password change?
And so she was like, can you come over here? Which is like... happens at least once or twice a day where she has technological problems.
Okay.
And she needs my help because I'm a whiz.
I can tell.
So I come across the desk or we're in the studio and I come across to her computer and she's like, can you enter in? Or she's like, it won't work. I'm trying my password. It won't work. And it won't work. Watch. And then she types it out and yada, yada. So then I tried it. Didn't work. So I was like, okay. I was like, well, why don't you try a different password as your new
password?
Yeah, like
maybe it's too close to an old password you said, and you were right.
Right. I was like, maybe you've used this one before and you didn't realize it.
Right.
Yeah.
So she goes, no, trust me, I tried it. So I was like, well, just try a new password. She goes, well, okay, fine. Austin is dumb. Enter. Logs her in.
Melissa.
So now every morning when she logs into like her email or whatever it is that she has
every
to log into
day.
For work.
Every day. I have
Austin
to type in
is
Austin
dumb.
I feel like my job
is
to
mediator?
Make sure you guys are
get
happy
yeah.
and get along. And
no, this is how
I just figured out that there's
right.
a ton of bullying and that's how you guys,
oh, yeah.
that's your love language, bullying.
You know how you always hear about like morning shows that like where like the hosts, they get along really well on the air, but then off the air you hear like stories like, oh, they hate each other off the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's
about
us.
That all the time.
That's
all
us.
The time.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
us.
You should see. I mean, it's like brutal in the office.
We don't speak.
We won't
when
look
the
at
mics
each
turn
other.
Off. Yeah.
I mean, it's like
I hate her.
I'm trying to get him in trouble all the time.
Right.
Why do you guys think I sit in like another room half the time?
That is true.
It's
yeah.
Because the tension is so
right.
thick.
Yeah. Because I did notice that like your first few days, and this is a true story. Your first few days,
yeah.
you sat in the studio yeah. with us, like kind of get a feel for us, get a feel for the show, get to know us a little bit better. And then like day three, he was in that producer's booth the whole
gone.
Show.
Can we
actually talk about that? Because I'll bring this up and I'll give a good reason. And it's not against anything, you guys. I didn't know where to go. I didn't feel like I was not that I wasn't doing my job. Like the first
yeah.
day, I knew for sure. Like sit there, just kind of like,
because
right. I can listen to you guys a million times, like yeah. I was doing.
Sure, you can.
And I was.
And then you just like,
I wanted to see how you guys like kind of pitch things, and I thought it was awesome. And then day two, I think you guys kind of pointed at the producer studio to me, like, you know, you could be in there. And that was like, is this a hint
that I think it was both of you.
Like, probably. Kind of just like, oh, this is where Court sat. Or he who shall not be named. Funny. I don't know how we treat this. So
Yeah, I don't know.
That's pretty much how we are, though. We're pretty much unaccepting of people.
Unaccepting, very passive.
It wasn't malicious. It was more of just like, you were guys were trying to help me. And I do things during the show.
It's because we wanted to talk about you without you being in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as soon as I left, I just saw you guys kind of like doing the over the shoulder.
Yeah, we were like giggling like anime characters. Like,
right. But that's the only time we talk because we hate each other is when we're going to talk about you.
I figured.
You know?
Right.
Right? Don't you agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just again, my job.
That's honestly the only times you and I talk when the mics are off is when we're talking bad about Kyle.
Exactly.
Again,
because that's the one area where you and I see eye to eye.
Totally.
My job is to mediate and bring you guys together in ways that we have never seen before.
Sure.
So if that is, hey, I'm the bad guy, bam, perfect.
Yeah.
But I will say, Austin, I've been getting some message from listeners of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Marco Polo app. It's kind of,
I'm
with it with a group of my friends. It's my wife's best friend growing up and her husband. We're all four. We call it the Poloverse. We jump on the Poloverse. You jump on, you go, hey,
the
Polo.
Poloverse is another name for like a frat house, right?
That is a good one. That we'll just start calling it the frat. We've been doing it since like 2019. So we every Polo starts off with what's up, Poloverse, and then whatever year
what's
it is.
What's up, Polo?
And that's my wife's best friend, who just celebrated a birthday, Margaret. Happy birthday to Margaret.
Happy
she was going to call in and do the
Margaret?
Great at 8, but somebody had already beat
Margaret
her to the poop.
Margaret better listen to this. If you're name dropping Margaret, she better listen to
this
podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
Rate, review, and subscribe, Margaret.
Margaret.
You hear that?
Please.
Yeah. You're under pressure, Margaret.
Take a break from your child for a moment and pay attention
honestly,
to us.
Look, kids can be raised by wolves, so I'm pretty sure he doesn't need your help, okay?
She.
Give them the iPad.
She. I don't think she needs your help, okay?
So she commented on the Poloverse, Kyle, in order for you to get the job at US 99, did you get the job at US 99 because you and Austin are the same exact person?
What does
that mean?
I actually brought this up when we were interviewing you. I was like, I like Kyle a lot, but I worry that he's just me. Think about it.
So, in what way?
Mid-30s, close to mid-30s.
I'm a little younger, but yeah.
Bearded, okay.
Which will change soon.
Yes.
Might shake up our relationship.
I will be shaving soon. he's married. He's been with his wife. I mean, obviously they haven't been married for 10 years, but he's been with her for a decade.
Yeah, that is true. That's
has a
weird.
Dog.
Okay.
From Chicago.
You're not.
I'm not from Chicago. No, not from one area. But
punny.
We used to work in sports talk radio.
Oh my God.
Very punny.
Very punny.
Very funny.
Very funny.
Very attractive.
Very attractive.
Who do you think is more attractive between the two?
I don't know, Melissa. Who do you think is more attractive
is more attractive? You're the female.
You know what I have to say? You two, that's the one thing that is definitely not the same between the two. You two look nothing alike.
So that means one of us is attractive.
Oh, she has thought about this.
Blondish hair, blue
eyes. Brown hair. I don't know where
No, that's not blonde hair.
Blondish is a stretch.
Are you the first person to ever say this? Are you hair colorblind?
Look how light his eyebrows are, which means he was blonde as a
kid. They're lighter. Well, compared to me, I was not blonde as a kid. My brown is so dark.
I would never lie to you, Melissa.
He's lying about lying.
I will bring in baby photos and show you.
Okay. Well, you are very light brown.
I would almost say it's closer to red than blonde.
Interesting.
Like it's more of like it's lighter brown. It's lightish brown enough to wear...
I think you're just confused because I always wear a hat. We wear hats.
We wear hat guys.
And
number
you guys
seven.
Both collect hat guys. Hats, which is so weird.
Yeah, we both have way too many hats to wear our wives
so
get upset
I think
at
then
us.
We need to focus on the big differences between you guys.
Okay,
do you
which
like
is
sushi?
Our. Hang on. Don't let her off the hook yet.
Who is more attractive?
You said we couldn't look further apart.
You guys, you can't.
Meaning one of us is attractive and one of us is not, Melissa. Which one of us is attractive?
This is the first time I've asked somebody if I'm attractive in 10 years.
This is not the first time I have asked someone that.
I know. I've heard
In
it.
In fact, this is usually brought up within like the first 5 minutes of a conversation.
Yeah. Do you find me attractive?
What's your name? Am I attractive to you?
What are your thoughts on my attractiveness?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how high
That's
am I?
That's actually, yeah, that was my interview process. What's your experience? Do you find Austin attractive?
Yeah.
Like, this is absolutely? Weird. I don't
and
know.
Why is Austin the only one conducting this interview? And why is this Zoom being held at 11:30 at night?
Put your shirt back on.
But seriously, Melissa.
So, what you drinking there, Kyle?
No, stop. Don't change the subject. You're a master at this.
No, I'm not.
No, you're a master at subject changing.
Well, I'm not. You're a master, Austin, at subject and changing. You're very,
let's not
very
go
good
down
at
this,
it.
Let's not go down the comparing who's better at subject changing.
Because
that in and
need...
of itself is a subject change. Who's more attractive?
No, because
you're not getting off the hook.
Listen. You're not listening. The biggest skill a person can have in life is listening.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I am listening. But I'm not hearing you answer the question.
I don't know. We need to focus on what the differences are between you guys so we can
let's start with appearance. She said it herself.
She did say.
She said the one area you guys are not similar is how you look.
Which is, I feel like you wouldn't bring that up if you didn't at one point think.
Right.
Someone's more attractive than the other.
Here we go. Here's another way of asking without... No. All right, Melissa. You have a very, very... And I know this because you've told
me... Good judgment on attractive men?
Well, Jim is very good looking.
Is
he? Her boyfriend. Oh, he's a stud.
I'm excited to meet him.
He's a
Tell Jim I really want to meet him.
He's a looker. I'll say that.
Ooh.
Very good looking guy. He's like early 50s, so he's got that like, he aged well.
Okay.
So attractive.
The opposite of what I'm doing.
Honestly, great. Like Melissa and Jim look like they were, like he was the quarterback in high school and she was the head cheerleader.
He was a tight end, actually.
But that's what they look like. They're too good looking.
Oh, get out of here. Shut up. I am not.
The two of you are too good looking.
You're full of it.
Okay, now that I've said...
He's trying to butter me up because she wants me to say that he's better looking.
I'm going to ask this. Melissa,
I know.
The thing that I've learned about you is because you tell me almost every morning, you have very vivid dreams.
Sometimes.
Very vivid dreams. Have you ever dreamt, putting this in finger quotes, about Kyle or I?
No.
Never.
No.
Not even like I have a dream that I'm at work and there's
and
Austin.
They're there?
Never about Kyle. I may have had you in a dream.
That's so unfair. Nice. It's been 2 weeks.
But that is unfair. You're right. I've had a head start. I've had quite the head start. But sometimes Melissa has vivid dreams, if you know what I'm saying.
If you know what I'm saying.
What? Not about
sometimes.
You guys. No.
Okay, all right.
Like
I'm just asking the question.
You're like my bratty brother.
Yeah, well.
You are. You're a brat.
Okay.
I think that's one difference.
Right.
I'm not a brat.
Hang on. And you're the only person in this room that can't answer this. But would you, if you like.
Spit it out.
Would you, who would you rather date, Kyle or me?
Neither.
No, stop.
If you knew our person, you know the personalities and you know the general looks, it's a dating app.
Yeah.
We pop up. Not directly Austin and Kyle, maybe Smostin and Smile.
Smostin and Smile. You're in an escape room, okay? And you can't get out until you
until
answer
you
this
swipe
question.
Right on one of us
one,
because
one of us.
They fit more of a profile.
Right.
What profile are you enjoying more?
Who would you date? You know us. You have an idea of us.
well, you guys are both staring at me.
Oh, because we
want... I gotta go to the bathroom.
No, stop!
You can't
do this! Melissa, stop! No, stop! Get out! This is the second time you've left this podcast in the middle of a pot... All right, now we're totally playing a prank on her. Last time she did this... We played a prank on her. She left the podcast studio.
What'd you do?
I don't. Well, we made up a character named Gary Ovaltine. She thought we said he was the founder of Ovaltine, and he was a senator.
Okay.
And when she came back, we actually came up with it right before she left. Then she left, and when she came back, we told her. So when she comes back, okay, let's say you shared a story.
Yes.
A story about.
Wait, does Jim have any is there a way we can work Jim in? Like, I actually secretly do know Jim. I've just never realized it.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you worked with Jim.
Okay. What does Jim do?
He's in sales.
Perfect. I was in sales at one point in my life, too.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be great. If she ever comes back.
I don't know if she's
last time she
back.
Wasn't gone this long.
I just feel like it's a little weird that I know him so well.
Jim?
Yeah, because I didn't realize I met him.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, like, that, it's just wild to think that I met him before.
Right,
like,
right.
I was so excited to meet him this weekend. So the fact that...
Is she coming back in?
I just saw her looking over my shoulder. I thought she was coming in, and then okay. she just walked
I was gonna
away.
Say, I was like, are you just practicing right now?
No, I thought that was a good transition, though, right?
That was really good.
I saw a corner of my eye, and it was just like peripheral, that's just let's talk about Jim. I am very excited to meet him, but yes, no.
Any chance we can get to prank Melissa, we have to take advantage.
I feel like, in full disclosure, people listening, we do text.
Yeah.
Usually about like show stuff, yes. but we have texted like about random other things as well.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like that group, we can just text pranks for Melissa.
Yeah.
And we could do a prank month, so to say.
Yeah.
We don't tell the month, but there's just a month
just
where...
Just a month of full of pranks.
A lot of pranks tend to happen.
Oh my gosh. I love the way you think. I love the way you think. Can you peek out there?
Hold on.
Yeah, go open the door and call her back in here.
Melissa!
Melissa! What are you doing?
We figured something out.
I think she went back to the office.
She 100%.
Which, for those listening, the office is not close to the studio that we are podcasting in. Like, it's down the hall.
Yeah. Like, our program director, Marcy, literally just said to her, oh, they're yelling at you, which means she's in the office right now.
Melissa, get back in,
get
here.
In here.
We're not done finishing
we
this
podcast.
We
figured something out that you're really going to
also,
like.
Yeah, Kyle just revealed a secret that he did. Well, do you want me to tell her? Because
I can tell her.
I can go listen to it on the podcast.
No, no, because I want to see your reaction live here. So we were talking, and obviously the conversation shifted to Kenny Chesney this weekend, because what else do we have to talk about? Kenny Chesney is this weekend. We're very excited.
Kenny Chesney is this weekend.
And I emphasized again, I'm really excited to meet Jim.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then because he said, he's like, I think I might know him. From
I didn't want to say anything, but...
Jim works in sales, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in sales.
Kyle used to work with him.
No, he didn't.
I used to work with him.
No, you didn't.
The reason it clicked There's was no, the tight where? End thing.
Where?
Where else?
Where?
Where? I'm not going to tell you because
oh,
now
he's
that's.
Lying.
Oh, now I'm lying.
Because
when some people don't answer questions,
wait,
it's
where,
lying.
Where you weren't lying. Were you lying? No. Okay,
I wasn't.
Now he's being cryptic.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't lying.
What did he look like?
What's he look like? He was a perfect description. Older man, aged well, looks like he played football.
There
bigger
you go.
Guy.
Yes. That's exactly what Jim looks like.
Yeah, what color hair does he have?
What? A man never looks at hair and tells. I mean, that's a little rude. It could be
You are the
gray.
Worst liar I have ever met in my entire
that is
life.
The worst thing you could say.
And
to
for
me.
That reason, Austin's better looking.
Yes!
Yeah!
Wait. So a man who can lie is better looking?
She loves the bad boy.
I feel like we're diving into something
she
a little bit deeper here, Melissa. A liar is better looking.
She loves the bad boy. She's attracted to him. That's why she dated so many guys before Joe.
Oh, God, that was funny.
I feel almost vindicated because honestly, if it takes lying to impress a woman... I shall not do it. In fact, I will continue to be the honest guy that I am and woo the ladies that way with my honesty.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't know Kyle, Jim.
Kyle's attractiveness is his honesty.
I love it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.